The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
It's 11 trivia questions on SD words, where all of your answers are two words. One starts with S, one starts with D. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you're brand new, hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode. These come out every single day on YouTube and Spotify and pretty much any podcast app you might be listening to. So that is the easiest way to stay up to date on your pop culture trivia. We have done just about every topic you can think of, but if there is a topic that I have not gotten to, you can always go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And for $5 or more, you can donate to get your pick of a topic. We have tons of cool rewards and tiers on the show. And shout out to two of my longest running patrons, Jess Whitener and Alex DeSmet. I was looking at the records, and they've supported this show for 23 months. That's almost two full years. And that means very much to me. Thank you so much, Alex. And thank you so much, Jess, on since the very beginning. Some of you have been on for like a month or 6 months or 18 months, and I'm just floored every time I get a new patron email. So keep those coming if you want to support the show and everything I'm about. I'm getting ready to switch up all the rewards again in March. I do that every so often. So be on the lookout for some new polls on Patreon and surveys of stuff that you might want. One of them may be a puzzle of the week thing, where for maybe like the $3 tier, I send everybody a puzzle that I come up with, like a worksheet that you can print off and submit. Everybody that submits that correctly will get a raffle entry and a prize that I give off every single week. So that is just one idea that's kind of been floating around my head, some kind of worksheet thing. So be on the lookout for that. And thank you again to all my patrons. I couldn't do this show without your support. I could probably do it, but I wouldn't do it nearly as often as I do it, you know, every single day. I feel like I would probably do it maybe once every few weeks and then I'd forget about it and stuff like that. But you guys keep me motivated and focused on putting out something every single day. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode. It is 11 questions, all on SD words. My friend Brent Barkey from Minnesota sent me the idea for this one. It's a what they call an initial round. So all of the answers will start with S and D, like Santo Domingo, for example. That is not one of the answers, but that's what we're looking for. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with some SD-style trivia. All the answers will start with S and D and those two words. Number one, the original title for this cartoon series was Who's Scared? But the network thought it needed an animal as a main character. What do you think that was? Number one. The original title for this cartoon series was Who's Scared? Number one. Question number two, this rapper was born Calvin Cordozar Brodus Jr. This rapper was born Calvin Brodus Jr. Who do you think we're talking about there? Number two. Question number three, dating back to 1965, this calling feature is almost defunct. What would that calling feature be? Almost defunct, started in 1965. Number three. Question Question number four, appearing in the first seconds of the original Star Wars film. What would that be? SD initials. Number four, appearing in the first seconds of the original Star Wars film. Question number five. Let's see what that one is. Songs written about this location include Bing Crosby's Where the Turf Meets the Surf and Bruce Springsteen's Balboa Park. What would that location be? Number five. And number six, the main manufacturers of these devices are First Alert and KIDD. That's K-I-D-D-E. The main manufacturers of these devices are First Alert and KIDD. Question number seven, here you can go visit the Custer County landmark, Crazy Horse Memorial. Where would you be for that? Number seven, here you can go visit the Custer County landmark, Crazy Horse Memorial. Number seven. Question number eight, the full original name of a tangy orange drink from Doric Foods in 1963. The original full name of a tangy orange drink from Doric Foods in 1963. Question number nine, Huey P. Long, Jimmy Carter, and Al Gore are all notable members of this political affiliation. Number nine, what political affiliation would those three be in? Number nine. Question number 10, the largest and most trustworthy coupon and offer sharing community on the internet. Number 10, the largest and most trustworthy coupon and offer sharing community on the internet. Number 10. And your bonus 2-point question, you have to name as many SD initialed celebrities as you can. You can yell them out, you can write them down, however you want to consume the show is up to you, but that's what I was looking for at my live events, the team that could come up with the most SD initialed celebrities. I'll give you a few in the answers, and those are all your questions for today's episode on SD Words. We'll be right back in just a few with the answers. We're back with the answers to SD Words. Let's see how you did on this quiz. Number one, the original title for this cartoon series was Who's Scared? But the network thought it needed an animal as a main character. That was, of course, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Number two, this rapper was born Calvin Cordozar Brodus Jr., speaking of doobies. Snoop Dogg. I saw the newest Addams Family animated movie, and Snoop Dogg was credited as Cousin It, and the only thing they did was Cousin It rolls up and a Snoop Dogg song is playing in his car. And then he gets out and he talks, but Cousin It doesn't really have like dialogue. It's just like, you know? So it was like Snoop Dogg's voice, but all warped. I'm like, did he get paid for this? This is ridiculous. But go look that up and not laugh at it like I did. Number three, dating to 1965, this calling feature is almost defunct. Speed dial. We don't really call it speed dial. You just call your favorites. I think that's what you'd call it, like on an iPhone. Speed dial. No one says it anymore. Number four, appearing in the first seconds of the original Star Wars film, I was looking for Star Destroyer, the big Imperial ship, right at the start of the very first Star Wars motion picture. Some teams wrote scrolling dialogue for this one, which kind of makes sense, but it's not really dialogue because people aren't speaking it. It would be more scrolling text. So I gave it to them because I thought it was clever, but you know, it's a little off. Number five, songs written about this location include Bing Crosby's Where the Turf Meets the Surf and Bruce Springsteen's Balboa Park, San Diego. San Diego. Setting for Anchorman. Great comedy. Number six, the main manufacturers of these devices are First Alert and KIDD. Those would be smoke detectors. Smoke detectors. Number seven, here you can go visit the Custer County landmark Crazy Horse Memorial, South Dakota. Number seven, South Dakota. Number eight, the full original name of a tangy orange drink from Doric Foods in 1963 was Sunny D. Sunny D Light. Number eight. Number nine, Huey P. Long, Jimmy Carter, and Al Gore are all notable members of this political affiliation, Southern Democrat. The Southern Democrats, those three specifically. And number 10, the largest and most trustworthy coupon and offer sharing community on the internet is Slick Deals. I get a lot of trivia prizes and stuff for myself off of slickdeals.net. Go check them out. And number 11, you had to name as many SD initialed celebrity names as you could. I hope you came up with a healthy list. Here are three that jumped out to me. Sandy Duncan from the Partridge Family. Stephen Dorff from Blade, and Shannon Doherty from 90210. If you thought of a ton more than those, you can tweet me or send me a message, and I'd love to see your list of SD-initialed people. Guys, that is it for today's quiz. Thank you so much for playing along, having some fun with us here on the podcast and the YouTube show. Let me host an event for you around the country. Could be anywhere. I'll fly. I'll travel. I'll get there by plane, train, or automobile. This month, I'm doing a show for Ketchum University's pharmacy program as a student appreciation night. And next night, I'll be doing a reading partners event at Boomtown Brewery in downtown LA. So if you have a fundraiser coming up, an appreciation night, a team building thing, trivia, bingo, game shows, they all work fantastically to entertain your groups for those. And Ketchum University, I think, is hopefully some sort of Pokemon reference to Ash Ketchum. That would be awesome. But if you have something going on, drop me a line, hit the contact form at the top of triviawithbuds.com or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. It's time for one more question called the Question of the Day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. And the question of the day is, who received a Peabody Award for his Comedy Central show that debuted in 2013? Oh, sorry. Who received a Peabody Award for their Comedy Central show? Could be a boy, could be a girl, that debuted in 2013. Send me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And that is sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs. Check them out for all your printing needs, fmdesignsinc.com. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Michael Moore. And your trivia team name of today is Commissioner Gordon Ramsay. Commissioner Gordon and Gordon Ramsay mashed together for a Batman Hell's Kitchen cook-off. Thank you so much for listening, telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.